Welcome to this demonstration of updating from Apple Watch OS 1.01, of course, to Watch OS 2.0. So for this demo, I've actually got my iPhone 6 Plus here running iOS 9. And interestingly enough, as happened last time, my Apple Watch 42mm stainless steel has just gone flat, which is exactly what happened when I did my first demo of the Apple Watch unboxing and I had to switch to my wife's 38mm. Well, it's just come to pass that I've also got to use my wife's 38mm again to do this update to Watch OS 2.0. Okay, so let me grab my iPhone here and let's touch down the bottom.
Phone.
And flick double around tap to open Watch.
Page 1 of 3. Watch. Double tap to open.
Yeah, because as we know, when iOS 9 came out, they changed the icon or straight label from Apple Watch to Watch Now for the application. So one finger double tap on that. And of course, I've got my Apple Watch here on charge.
Watch. My watch.
Basically, it's got to be on the same Wi-Fi network as your iPhone, above 50% charge and on charging. So let's flick down to general.
Apple Watch button.
Of course, I'm flicking to the right with voiceover.
App layout, notifications, glances, general button.
There's general, one finger double tap on general. And let's flick down to software update.
General, about, software update,
and
button.
One finger double tap on software update.
General, back button.
And if I flick to the right.
Software update, heading, checking for update. This update is the first major software update for Apple Watch and includes new watch faces, third-party app complications, new capabilities in Mail, Friends and Digital Touch, and support for third-party apps running natively.
Okay, so that's an explanation of the new Watch OS. Flick to the right again.
Learn more button.
Learn more button.
Download and install button.
And of course, I want to download and install. One finger double tap.
Selected. Passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
Yeah, I'll put in my passcode.
2, 2, 2, 1. Terms and conditions. Heading.
Okay, terms and conditions. And of course, we touch down the bottom right-hand side of the screen.
Agree. Button.
Find the agree button. One finger double tap.
Agree. Software update. Downloading to watch. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, downloading to watch. Pretty exciting so far. So if I flick to the left.
Learn more. Button.
So learn more button. Flick to the right.
Downloading to watch. Dimmed. To install the update, make sure Apple Watch is bullet in range of your iPhone connected to Wi-Fi. Bullet connected to its charger. Bullet charged at least 50%.
So flick to the right again.
Selected. My watch. One item. Tab. 1 of 4.
That's the tab down the bottom. So I flick back to the left.
To install the update, make sure Apple Watch is bullet in range. Downloading to watch. Dimmed. Learn more. Button. This update is the first major software. About 1 hour remaining.
Okay, about 1 hour remaining. If I flip back to the left again.
Apple Incorporated. Watch OS 2. Watch OS 2. Software update. General. Back button.
Okay, I'm back to the top of the screen. So if I flick down to the right.
Software update. Watch OS 2. Watch OS 2. Apple Incorporated. About 1 hour remaining.
Okay, now I'm not going to make you sit here and listen to nothing for an hour. So I'm going to keep checking this on and off to wait till it gets down to us continuing with the install. So I will join you back on the recording as soon as we get to that point. Now just pop back into the recording. Now I'm still on. If I flick to the right,
there's 1 hour remaining.
But above it now, I also get a progress counter now. So if I flick to the left.
Download progress, 10%.
Okay, progress 10%. So before, the next item on the screen to the left was voiceover. Flick to the left.
Apple Incorporated.
Just the line Apple Incorporated. So now I've got a
download progress, 10%.
A progress indicator now, which is helpful, plus the time.
About 1 hour remaining.
Still saying about 1 hour remaining. Okay, I'm back again. Let's just see how the download's going. Flick to the left.
Download progress, 24%.
Ah, 24%. And what does the time remaining say? Flick back to the right.
About 1 hour. 1 minute remaining.
Oh dear, now it says 1 hour, 1 minute. Okay, so let's see how the download's going. So I flick to the right to see what the time's like.
About 35 minutes remaining.
That sounds much nicer now. And if I flick to the left.
Download progress, 62%.
Okay, 62%.
About 4 minutes download progress, 78%, 0%.
Okay, so now it's actually installing to the Apple Watch. So I flick to the left.
Apple Incorporated Watch OS 2. Apple download preparing.
So now it's preparing. So I flip back to the left. Our basically download now from the server has now changed to preparation and installation. So I flick to the left.
Download progress 23%.
Now this one's gone from 1% that you heard up to 25%. And I'll let it count up. Okay, let's just flick off.
43%.
Oh, 43% jumped up very fast.
44%.
44%.
61%. 75%.
Let's still see if it says preparing.
Preparing.
Yep. Click back to the left.
Download progress. 76%. 84%.
Percent. Flick to the right.
Preparing.
Yep, still preparing.
Download progress. 97%. Watch OS 2. Apple Incorporated. Dimmed.
Okay, so the screen's updated, so let me flick to the right.
Watch OS 2. Apple Incorporated. Verifying. Ellipsis.
Now it's verifying, so we've downloaded, we're prepared, and now it's verifying. Okay, let me flick back to the left again.
Apple Incorporated.
Flip back to the right.
How do we know?
Good. So up to the fourth bit now. Downloading, preparing, verifying, and now installing, which is good. So let me see if I flick to the right, see if we get some more information.
This update is the first major learn more. Installing. Dimmed.
Okay, installing.
Button. Do not restart Apple Watch or remove it from its charger.
So do not restart or remove Apple Watch from its charger. Flick back to the left.
Do not installing. Learn more. This update is installing.
Now, very sadly on this bit, you don't get a percentage on the screen about how the installation is going on the watch, which from an accessibility point of view is a little bit disappointing. There is something happening on the screen of the watch, because when I did it on my Apple Watch 42mm stainless steel one, there was actually a visual indication on how the install was going. Unfortunately for voiceover users, you're just going to have to wait until the watch starts talking. So what I might do is, I'm just going to grab my other iPhone here in my pocket, and I'm just going to check the time, 8:37. So I probably missed about a minute then in the recording. So let's say it started at 8:36 my time. We'll see how long this silent installation goes for roughly, so you get some idea. And of course, as I did with the previous installation times, I'll also pause the recording as well. Okay, so far we're up to 4 minutes. And just really weird just sitting here waiting for an install to complete, not knowing what it's currently doing. It's a little bit off-putting. Now up to 10 minutes.
Messages.
That was my friend from Apple. I just told her I was doing a podcast on Watch OS 2 update. And I basically said it's about as exciting as watching grass grow, actually doing the real-time recording for the podcast. Let's see, now that's now 15 minutes. Keep waiting. Check screen.
This update is the first installing.
Oh, still installing. It's funny, I'm so tempted to go and get my wife just to check visually on the screen where it's up to, but I'm going to try and be patient and do it myself. And now we're up to 20 minutes. It's funny, I just touched the watch screen itself and it's actually quite warm, so it's obviously being very, very busy inside there. 23 minutes.
Voiceover on.
Oh, there we go. My Apple Watch just spoke to me and said voiceover on, which means I hope the update's complete. So let's go back to the iPhone first. I won't touch the watch yet. So I'm going to flick to the right to where I was sitting on the screen.
This update is the first installing.
Okay, so it still says it's installing. And my screen just updated because I heard the blip. So let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Watch OS 2. Apple Incorporated. Dimmed. Watch OS 2. Apple Incorporated installing.
No, it's not installing. So that happened about 27 minutes, which is quite a long time from when we had the verification to actually installing. It's been about 27 minutes until the time I actually heard it say VoiceOver.
Watch OS 1.0.1. Your software is up to date.
Oh, watch 101. That's not right.
Alert. Could not connect to Apple Watch.
So it's lost connection with the Apple Watch, which could mean it's restarting. But let me just close my Apple Watch app. Go to the app switcher.
App switcher. Watch. And closing watch. Man.
Come over there.
Message. Doc. Watch. Watch. Double. Watch. Button. My watch. About software update.
Let's go back into general software update.
Back button. Software up. Checking for update.
Checking for update.
Watch OS 2.0. Your software is up to date.
That's better. So I'm assuming because it said version 1.01, your software was up to date. Then my iPhone lost contact with the watch, assuming it's restarting. Then we should now be up to date. Okay.
General.
So that was a bit scary. I thought I'd been sitting here for a couple of hours for absolutely nothing. All right. And that was just my phone.
Clock face.
Oh, that was my Apple Watch dinging at me. I wonder if that was a message. Bedside table mode. Oh, it's in bedside table mode because I've got it on its side. Very cool. So let me just flick on the screen.
9:08 p.m.
Yep, that's in bedside mode. I'm just flicking up and down. Because the watch is on its side, so I'm flicking
9:08 p.m.
basically vertically up and down.
Wednesday the 20th. Wednesday 9:08. Battery 100%.
Very cool. Okay, so I would imagine now it's perfectly fine for me to now take that off the charger. Okay, so I'm now holding it up to the microphone so I can hear it better. And I'm going to touch the screen.
Enter passcode.
Oh, very good. Enter passcode.
One.
So I'm going to put in my button. Passcode.
One. Button 2.
Okay, now if I touch the screen.
Activation log. This update enables activation log, which prevents anyone from using your Apple Watch if it's lost or stolen.
Oh, that's interesting. Now I didn't see this on my one. That's interesting. So this is activation lock. So I flick to the right again.
Dismiss. Button.
Dismiss. Activation lock, very good, to prevent people from stealing your watch because they can't get into it. And one finger double tap on dismiss.
Dismiss.
And I'll touch the top left hand side of my screen on the watch.
Wednesday, the 23rd of September.
Okay, Wednesday, the 23rd of September. Like on the watch iOS app, into settings, general, about. And it would have told me the version of the software, which of course is 2.0. So there you go. That's how to update your Apple Watch from version 1.01 to version 2. That completes this actual demonstration of updating from Apple Watch version 1.01 to version 2. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.